So the wise men were led to the baby Jesus by a star. And hopefully, in your bulletin this morning, you should have gotten a star with a word on it. For I titled this homily Star Words, which someone asked me, does that have anything to do with Star Wars? And I can tell you that it doesn't, and I haven't seen the movie, so please don't give me any spoilers yet. But this is about star words. The wise men were led to Jesus by the gift of a star. And we do not have that star, but incarnate in our world is the one to whom that star pointed. And we have his word to us to lead us to seek him. And so this tradition, which I wanted to introduce this Sunday, is something that a number of other congregations have begun on the Sunday closest to January 6th, the Epiphany, which celebrates the arrival of the wise men to the infant Jesus, called Star Words. And here's how this tradition works. By random, you got a word. It's a word that comes from Scripture or from the Christian spiritual tradition. And you are invited to just have that be your word for the year, to reflect on it, to think about it. Maybe some people say they take these and put a piece of scotch tape and stick it on their bathroom mirrors or on their refrigerators or in their car or somewhere where they might see it. And just to wonder and use that word to ponder a little bit or to pray with it. Or it's a word to notice through the year. Those who've gotten really into this tradition say that the word chooses you. You don't choose the word. And it's often the case that you might discover that you wish you had a different word. Like, when I opened my bulletin, I got open. And I thought, that's boring. What am I going to do with that? But the point is that the word that became incarnate in Jesus, the word that God speaks to us, is not ever a word that we choose. It's a word that comes to us from outside ourselves. It comes from God's imagination and not from our own. Our salvation comes to us as a gift. It's not something that we could ever produce. It's not something we can ever make happen. It comes from the word of God, God's self. It comes from God's own mind, you might say, God's own heart, not from within ourselves. And so the practice of just receiving a word, not one that we choose, not one that we make happen, is meant to help us remind, is meant to remind us of how salvation comes to us completely from God in as a gift, not from something that we do or earn or imagine. So that's just the invitation. All I can say is, you know, God won't love you anymore if you use this as a meditation device or prayer practice for the year. God couldn't possibly love you anymore because God loves you thoroughly and completely through Jesus. But sometimes it's a wonderful thing to have a practice that reminds us of God's love, that reminds us that before we could ever do anything, before we could ever serve in church or cook for community dinner, or before we could teach Sunday school, before we could go out into the world and do the many things that we do as people of God in our neighborhoods and our workplaces, places where we volunteer, before we could do any of those things, we are meant to be just gracious receivers of the gift that God gives. Much like the wise men were receivers of the star's light before they could ever kneel and pay the baby Jesus homage, before they could give him their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, they were people who first looked up and saw light. And so that is my prayer for all of you through this new year, that you would see the light of Christ shining brightly, that you would find yourselves renewed by his word, that you would find that salvation has come to you completely from outside yourselves, sheerly as a gift. And if you do find this practice meaningful, let me know about it in some way. Some congregations have had the practice of people even writing things for the newsletter because they found their word speaks to them in some incredible ways, and I'm totally, I guess, open to doing that. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.